I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that year. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy. Tonight is Turning Up Tuesdays, and I'm not completely turned up. I'm, like, relaxed. I'm tired. I'm sleepy. Ugh, things that go on in my life. Now, let me go ahead and catch you guys up. I finished with school this week. Well, actually, last week, and my final grades were posted yesterday. And I am proud to say that I ended the semester with a 3.3. Not only am I sexy, beautiful, but I'm smart. I have brains, but I think you guys knew that already. But anyway, I'm so happy. I have to go out and celebrate that. You know what I mean? Anybody that knows, last semester was my first semester back in school in over 17 years, and I had to drop out due to me having surgery on my shoulder. So when it was time for me to go back in January, I had some little trouble, but I'm like, you know what, devil, you are a liar. I am going to be in school this semester, and I'm going to finish this semester, and I did, and I did, and I did. Kudos to that. Now, not sure how many of y'all keep up with my site, but I'm sure a lot of y'all do. I just posted a nice blog on www.chocolate city radio. And it was about my weekend getaway. And that blog is so damn long. When I wrote it in Word, it was 5 pages long. And that's just for the weekend. I spent a whole lot of time on Friday night because a lot of shit went down on Friday night. So I've been getting a lot of feedback, a lot of good things about the blog and, you know, my pleasure-filled weekend. I'm really excited about that. Good things to come. And this is the month of May, which means I'm actually going to be start working on my book, and it's called The Essence of Sex. So basically what I'm doing is taking all of my blogs and compiling them into a book and making them a little longer for your viewing and reading pleasure. And everybody likes my writing style. I'm very descriptive. I make sure that you feel something after reading my blog. So I feel like the book is going to do very well. So the topic tonight is what happens when your sex drive is higher or bigger than your partner. And that tends to be a lot of problems. That tends to be a problem in a lot of situations, relationships, and marriages. And when I say situations, it's like people that's just starting out. You know, when you first meet somebody, you tend to be sexually attracted to them. But then after a while, it's like, okay, well, the newness is wearing off, you know. I might give them some dick or some pussy here and there. And you tend to fall off, and it's like they're so used to having it on a regular basis that when you stop, they don't know what to do. So it's like, okay, do I masturbate? Do I go out and find somebody else? Or do I sit down and talk to you and make you aware of what's going on? How the fuck do I do this? And a lot of people need to understand that sex is not everything, but it's a key vital point in a relationship because you have the intimacy, you have the interpersonal relationships that you have with your mate, like being able to talk to them, the kissing, the caressing, and the cuddling afterwards. So it's like when your partner is not getting that, what do you expect them to do? So it's like, you know, what do you do when your sex drive is bigger than the person that you're with? And that's something that we're going to explore tonight. So I'm going to be playing music. We're going to be talking. I'm just going to be having a good time, you know, doing what I do. So what I want to do now is play this one song, and it's by Ron Browse, and it's called Never. And it's quite interesting because it's like it's a different type of song for him. So we're going to play that, and then I'm going to come back and give you Tipsy Love by Future, well, Bobby Valentino, or Bobby V, featuring Future. So let's go ahead and get into the first song, which is Ron Browse, Never, and then we're going to come back and get more into the topic. What's up, DJ Marv Gohard? I see you out there, my dude. What's up? What's up? What's up? So Ron Browse, Never.
Yeah. Some things you just know without it having to be told to you. It's already in your mind. It's already your way of life. And how you live already. And how you get.
I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. Never, nah, 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 never, nah.
Yeah, they said a man words is everything. Feds took the house, yo, the perfect thing. My nigga said it's the worst anything.
Yeah.
Wanna grab the hammer, murk anything.
Yeah.
Shorty bad and a little cute.
Little together. Pussy ass nigga, fuck, get killed. Money taller than six still. Spread the word like a big quilt.
Get it.
Real hustlers, no G money. Them 50 racks, that was G money.
Yeah.
You act like I never seen money.
No.
Left in the park the last time I seen money.
Real shit.
I need a little more than a freak.
Little
new spot, cost a little more than Philippe. Courtside. Let a sub marry
up.
Richard Mill shitting on a sub mariner.
Yeah.
I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. Never, nah, never, nah, never, nah, never, nah, never.
Yeah,
never, nah.
What up, ma? Before I leave, kiss her on the face.
Yeah.
Only if she knew what we was chopping on a plate.
Forgive me.
Your enemies barely is the case.
Nah.
Be a lawyer, nigga, plotting on your state.
Yes, sir.
Way the lawyer, nigga, instinct.
Real shit.
Just need a real nigga that's instinct.
Yeah.
Ain't see a strong team since they closed the ring.
Balls.
Fear no evil written in ink. Couple folies on you niggas' wrists.
Yeah.
Those ain't rollies on you niggas' wrists.
Nah.
Couple spurs like Ginobili niggas.
Work.
They look like trolleys, that's them niggas' bitches. Your life is what it is, no do over.
No.
Open up the closet like the zoo over.
Burn.
Back in 95, wanted the Blue Rover.
Yeah.
212, looking like the new Polar.
Rich.
I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. Never, nah, never, nah, never, nah, never, nah, never, nah, never, nah, never, nah. Never,
nah. That was Ron Brown's Never. Now we're going to go to Tipsy Love featuring Bobby T. Bobby V featuring Future.
Yeah, that is, yeah. You know what you came here for, so don't you hold back. Do it until it's done. I'ma get whatever you drink and tell the bartender, pour you another one. I don't want that tipsy love. Tipsy, tipsy, tipsy love.
Ooh,
yeah,
love. Follow at DJ Amp Low on Twitter.
Tell me what you want, little vodka Patron. Sex on the bitch, get you all in your zone. Yeah, yeah, girl, I like that when you start flirting.
Talk is cheap, though.
But I'ma make it worth it. I got you pinned up on the wall like a picture. And you're rolling that body like a fissure. And all you need is one more drink. And you know it's all on me.
I think I like it better when you
the money ain't nothing, no. What you gonna do?
I'ma drink on what I'm drinking. I'ma blow some of that stank. I'ma blow some of that stank. I'ma set the mood. I'ma set the vibe. I'ma come and scoop you up and thank you for that ride. I know you wanna find somebody you can be comfortable with. I know I wanna find somebody who ain't by glamour and glitz. Ice and cups with girls and drink, drink. Take these shots right to your face. Let's toast up. This ain't suspense. It's time to celebrate. Yeah.
That was Tipsy Love by Bobby V featuring Future. I heard that song this weekend, and I had never heard it before. And I'm like, God, that voice is familiar. I mean, I know Future's voice, but I'm like, damn, that sounded like Bobby V. I'm not sure. And when you're not sure about a song, as long as you can pick some keywords out of it, you can go on Twitter and find, I mean, YouTube and find whatever the fuck it is that you want. Now, getting back to the topic, we're talking about what happens when your sex drive, when you want sex more than your partner, when your sex drive is bigger than your partner. What do you do? There are so many different options. I took a poll on BBM. A lot of people was like, play with themselves, masturbate, go fuck somebody else or whatever. But, like, you know, there's different answers to that question. There's different levels, you know what I'm saying? So let's break it down. Like, when you first meet somebody and you're sexually attracted to them, and, of course, their sex drives and your sex drives might be compatible, but then you realize, like, oh, my gosh, you know what? He wants sex more than I do. What do I do? I'm not like a super sexual person, but damn, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. What in the fuck am I going to do? First of all, like, communication is the key. Communication rules nations, right? So what you need to do if you find yourself in that situation, you actually need to sit down and talk to your partner and be like, boo. You know, I'm just going to be speaking from a woman's point of view, okay? This is just me. And then I can flip to my man's side because I have male tendencies. No, I'm not gay. I just think like a man, and I have doggish ways at times, right? So we're going to go on the female side of it first. You sit down, and you let your mate know, like, okay, I really enjoy having sex with you, but you want sex a little more than I do. Can we find a comfortable medium? We ain't got to fuck every day. How about we fuck every other day? Or let's see, there's 7 days in a week. How about we fuck 3 to 4 days out of that week and then, you know, give me time to get over what it is I need to get over. You know, you might not want him pounding on you like that. I mean, like, certain little things, you know what I'm saying? That's, like, one option. Or if you sit there and you're just going through the motions of fucking your man and you really don't want to fuck him, he's going to know because your body language is going to say something totally different. Your pussy's not going to get as wet as it should. It's not going to talk to him. You're not going to nut like you want to. Or it's like you'll lay there and you'll just be like, I'm not really into it. But then once he starts getting on that shit and he starts sucking those titties and hitting it the way that he want to hit it, and he starts going back and forth on that G-spot or your clit, it's a wrap. You're going to come. Trust me, I know. I was there when I was married. Like, I'd be like, I don't feel like fucking this nigga tonight, but I'm going to give him some because this is my wifely duty. But next thing I knew, I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm coming. I'm coming. And I came. So that's like one, you know, that's a second way of looking at it. Or you could just be like, look, you want to fuck too much. I ain't with all that. You need to go find you a side piece of ass. And when I'm not giving it to you, that bitch need to give it to you. Strap up. No staying overnight. No kissing. No intimacy. Just go bang that bitch. Let's suck your dick. And then you bring your ass back home or you go back to your crib. I mean, that's another way that you can look at it and that you can handle it. But it's all about where you're at in your life and where you're at with this dude and what you want in your relationship or what you want out of your relationship. Am I a sex therapist? No, I just been around a lot, and I've learned a lot, and I listen to different people, and I take what I learn from them and from what I've listened, and I apply it to my life, and I try to help other people with, you know, sexual issues, you know? Not everybody can be as open as me, and that's okay, you know what I'm saying? You got to find what works for you, and you got to be with, you got to be comfortable within yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to make yourself happy first before you can make anybody else happy. Remember, self first, other second. Always keep God first of all. You know what I mean? But you have got to make yourself happy, and you got to reach from within yourself to be happy with what's going on in your life so that when you do meet that one special person, you're able to adapt to the situations and, you know, opposites attract. Y'all are not going to be the same and you're not going to always agree, but you're able to work things out on a different level. So, you know, sorry, I told y'all in the beginning I was sleeping. So, you know, you got to think about some other things, right? Men, why is it y'all always want to fuck more than women? Like, is it like a little gross work that y'all go through? Is it like a little age difference? I mean, you got to think about that. And then there are some women that want it more than men. You got some women that have had hysterectomies and, like, their sex drive is off the roof. Or they say women in their 40s, like, be, like fucking, like, rabbits or something like that. I really can't say because I've been the same since I was in my 20s as I am now. It's just that right now I just really haven't been dealing with a lot of people, I guess because I've dealt with a lot of people in the past, whatever, but I'm older and I'm mature and I'm just not settling, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's certain things that I want and I'm going to get those things before I indulge in certain situations with you. So I was like, man, what do you do when your sex drive is stronger than your woman's? Do you masturbate after having sex with her? Like, what is it that you do? Are you trying to, like, be faithful? Do you go in the bathroom? Do you masturbate? Do you have a side bitch that you fucking? Like, what in the hell do you do? Call in and tell me, because I'm curious. Tonight is like one of those, you know, I'm ahead of schedule because I normally come on at 9:30, but I'm coming on at 8 because I have, you know, open mics on Tuesday nights that I do. So, you know, sorry for changing up on y'all, but this is quite interesting. So while you guys are thinking about that, I'm going to play some more music, and then you know what? I think I'm going to give y'all, like, some samples of my blogs. That's what I think I'm going to do. But right now, I'm going to play My Baby from Sarcaz featuring Sed Curtis out of my hometown, Greensboro, North Carolina. NC, stand up. I'm turned up. Yeah, I'm turned up. Yeah, here we go.
Man, I don't care what they got to worry about. My baby. I know what I know. And all I know, is you.
I know you love me like you do. Even though I got a move,
When we laying there, making love to the sounds of the morning air, reminiscing about the times that I wasn't there. Late nights had you up, pulling out your hair. Read the text on my phone, say you need me there. Cause this home ain't a house when I ain't here. I see your business, shorty, your point of view is clear. Love is from the heart, and home is where it lives. Without the records to hold back the benefits. So if you let it, shorty, we can truly benefit.
Play something else. We're going to do Dip Walk right now. First, let's get into this commercial for ATK t-shirts.
Why look like everybody else? Everybody else? So you call yourself a sneakerhead, right? Well, this right here is something you definitely have to have in your collection. ATK Clothing presents customized sneaker apparel for your official footwear. This is the Addiction to Kicks t-shirt line, which offers you the best in customized short sleeve tees, long sleeve tees, sweatshirts to match any sneakers, and much more. Visit us on our official website to place your order today at www.atktees.com. That's ATKTEES.com. Like us on Facebook tonight. Facebook.com/ATKTEES. Also, hit us on Twitter at ATKTEES. You are not an official sneakerhead if you do not have these tees to match your footwear. DJ Butterbee, talk to him.
Hey, that's your man right here, man, DJ Butterbee. You know what? I'm addicted to kicks, man. Get at my peoples, man. Hey, yo, I look like everybody else. I'm gone.
ATK TV.
Before we get into Dip Walk, let me introduce you to my beautiful co-host. Her name is Ashton, and she is so cute. She has the prettiest skin. She looks more like a kid than I do, but don't tell her I said so.
So silly. How are you, my lady?
Girl, I'm tired. I've been, like, going all over the place. I had to do a drug test today. Got open mic tonight. Then I got to go to a strip club. I'm just like, you know, oof.
So, busy, busy, busy.
Yeah. Too damn busy. Honestly, like, what the fuck? You know, tonight's topic is what happens when your sex drive is larger or, you know, more than your partner's. What do you do? I've been getting so many interesting answers on my BlackBerry because I ain't even fucking with Skype tonight because I had so many difficulties Sunday. I was like, you know what? Whatever music I'm going to play, I'm just going to upload it. Stop being fucking lazy. I'm just calling on my phone to know where I won't have any type of interruptions aside from getting kicked by my pit right now. But I felt like, you know, a lot of times it be the men that want to fuck more than the women. And I don't know if it's because, like, sex is very exhausting. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, in a good way, but it takes a lot out of you. And then it's like, if your man is, like, super big, then you don't want all that in you all the time. And then
right.
If it's super small, you don't want to go through the hassle of, like, oh, I got to fake a nut for this little dick nigga right here. So it's like, or it just could be like, you're just not into it like that. I think, like, a lot of times when we first meet somebody, it's, like, good. You know what I'm saying? You want to be with them. Then you get used to them, and then you just be like, whatever. I might get into some pussy, like, 3 times a week, 4 times a week, or every other day, every 2 days, or some shit like that. Or, you know, what do you do? Like, do you sit down and you talk to your man and you tell him, like, look, I like you and everything like that. You have a, like, a high sex drive, but I'm not really into you fucking me like that all the time. Like, it just don't do a whole lot for me. So, you know, how about you get some side, go fuck somebody else. Like, you know, when we do it, we do it. And if you need more than that, then I'm giving you permission to go fuck somebody else. Do you think that's a good option for a woman to give a man if she knows that her sex drive is not compatible with her man, or she should just leave him and go find somebody else or let him go?
I mean, if the relationship is way more than sex and could be rectified, I think that is the last option. If the option is necessary. I mean, when you're having a low sex drive, it may not necessarily be the other person. It may be your chemistry. You may have a low libido, low stamina. I think that if you're a couple, a loving couple, and a monogamous couple, before you throw in the towel and say, all right, let somebody else handle it, seek out all the problems and eliminate them first and foremost. If that person doesn't mind having someone take over that role, then, you know, he's the phone.
You got a good point there. And it could also be in the beginning of a relationship because a lot of times you don't have a lot of time invested in a relationship. You're quicker to let it go and go somewhere else because you'd be like, I ain't got to put up with this bullshit. I only be seeing your ass like a month, 2 months, 3 months, fuck out of here. What do you think I am? I mean, and me personally, I've been in that situation, but it wasn't him. It was me.
Right.
And I hate rolling over frustrated.
Well, I mean, I've been the person that didn't want it as much as the other, and it has it came to the point where I was just, you know, unattractive. I was unattracted. It got really kind of old, really kind of fast for me. And the person, you know, I guess they were enjoying themselves a bit too much. And it was routinely, and it was, you know, just boring for me. And eventually the whole relationship in itself became boring. So I had to be very communicative, Like, I just was like, you know, listen, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this with you. I can't have sex with you. It's not fun. It's no excitement. It's no thrill to it anymore. You know, I have to go.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
See, you found a nice way. I was like, yo, you're not fucking me enough. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I got needs. And, you know, I'm like one of those three strikes people. Like, I would tell you the first time because you may not be aware. You know what I'm saying? So I let you know that there is a problem, okay? We sit down, we talk about it, because like I said, you may not be like, okay, I thought that I was giving you enough, or
right.
I thought this was okay, or whatever. So then, boom, time may progress. Then I'm like, yo, shit ain't changing. You know what I'm saying? It's a different month, same shit. So, you know, we need to go ahead and talk about this some more.
Okay.
And, you know, because you might be slipping a little bit. You may have thought that you was doing better, but you're really not. So we're going to talk about it. Now, if I got to talk to your ass the third time, guess what? Three strikes you out. Bye.
I hear that. I mean, you know, everybody has their own limitations as to what they're willing to deal with, not willing to deal with. So three times.
I've been like that for a lot. I've been like that in a lot of situations, even with friendships. It's like, you know, you have some people that can be obnoxious or some people that are just, oh, you know what I'm saying? And they may not be aware that they're, like, irritating and aggravating. So you pull them to the side and be like, yo, like, really? I can't have you around such and certain people because this is how you act. And maybe you're not aware of it. So, you know, me being your friend, I'm going to tell you about it. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, they might change for a hot second or two. And then you go out somewhere, a different circle of friends, same fucking results. Like, okay, dude, like, it's 20 different people can't tell the same lie at different times. So if I have a totally different crowd around you and they're reacting to you the same way as the first crowd, then there's a problem. And then
right.
If I bring you around a third group of people, then, it's not just me. So, you know, it's like, boom, gotta let you go. And I sit there and I think about, like, okay, all the situations that I've been in, I've had a lot of good situations. I have a lot of, you know, I can tolerate in situations. And I've had a lot of bad situations. But I have to say, this weekend, what a great situation. Because I'm sitting here doing this radio show, sitting on my bed. Girl, why do I have a scratch on my back? It's like a scratch with a whelp on it. Like, why do I have it on my back?
Well, hello, nurse.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy is, like, that blog was very long because it was
yeah.
a lot of stuff to put in there. And, like, out of all of the blogs that I've put in, I've never had women react to any blogs the way they reacted to this one, to, like, oh, who is that? I need to get some of that, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you need to share that. Like, and I'm sitting here laughing because I'm like, yo, if the person from February was to go back and read the blog that I wrote about him and then read the new one, he would probably feel, like, not a certain kind of way, but several different kind of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like,
and maybe he'll call you for a rematch.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Ooh, you don't want it fixed. I hear that. She said she don't want no cure for this one. That's awesome, though. Reflection.
Well, what I'm going to do is go ahead and play this song called Dip Walk, and we're going to come back and talk some more. Hold on.
Cause I'm taking shots, you know the most, you gang to parties. promise not to let you. But you done messed up my plan since 1982. Take one, I'll be a movie star. Take two, I might be taking you. But now my conscience in it. Play the game, play to win it. Love got six or seven voices, man. It's like I'm schizophrenic. But when I'm lonely, I remember all the things you told me. Gotta stay, gotta go. For sure, for surely, for surely.
You were so cold, trying to paint a picture. You and me grown up. Round two, spitting real true. Daddy talking on with no game on you. Green light, shorty, let's play. Getting hot and heavy ever since the first day. 2 months, got me in a trap. Never know you're texting me and making hella plans.
You know, they do that. They just go ahead and give up or just be like, fuck it.
Definitely the chemistry. Yeah. It's definitely the chemistry between two people. That's why, you know, when you're younger, it's like, you know, Luke and Two Live Crew and popping it here and sex over there, sex with whomever, seems fun or whatever, but eventually that stuff gets old, and then you start looking for something new, you look for something meaningful, and you look to explore. That's why Kama Sutra is a big thing, Tantra, getting your chakras in sync, and the 50 Shades whole thing with the little expeditions in the bedroom, you know, trying new things. You have to have somebody who's trusting and who's willing, and, you know, not everybody's going to be on the same page. So when you find somebody who's on the same page sexually, that's good. And then when you find that person is on the same page as you in a lot of things, that's even better. So, you know,
yeah,
as you live your life and you get older, you finally realize that, yeah, you do need a specific someone to actually enjoy life with.
And I think the older you get, then you don't tend to think as much of the physical interaction as much as the emotional and mental connection.
Mm-hmm.
But I
mm-hmm.
guess when you, I mean, I don't know how much older, like what age group that would be. Because, you know, I'm in my 40s, and that's like a very, that's very vital to me. But also, like, being able to talk and, you know, just sit around and just touch, like, look at TV and be holding, like, cuddling and, like, not saying anything, just enjoying the moment. That's really big and important, too.
Uh-huh.
But then, you know, when you think about people in their the early 20s, mid-20s, late-20s, early-30s, and, you know, that's all that they're thinking about, that, you know, it's such a great emphasis put on, okay, well, you got to be able to do this, you got to be able to do that. And when they don't, you know, they tend to be like, man, fuck this, I'm not about to sit around and wait on this bitch to learn how to suck dick, or this person to learn how to eat pussy, or I'm just going to do me.
Right, right. And that's, and, you know, in all actuality, that's evolvement. Like, you know, two people getting together and, you know, it's all good for a little while, but then things get old. That person has grown a little bit from the other. And then they're like, I ain't trying to wait for this person to get it together. I'm about to find somebody else to do this. You know, I guess it's all on the maturity level or the patience, if you're willing to teach somebody or if you're willing to learn. You know.
True. But a lot of people aren't willing to teach. I'm one of them. I mean, I guess it just depends on who the person is and
mm-hmm.
how I feel about them at the time. But a lot of people be like, man, please, you old enough to know better. The fuck I'm going to do this for?
Yeah, that's a reason why I just don't like dating younger men. A lot of younger men feel like, you know, they could get with this older woman, they can handle it. Oh, you know, I've been with this woman, that woman before. You know, my thing is that I'm not one to, like, you know, dampen their dreams or their way of living. I know that they want to have fun. I'm more on a serious note. I just want somebody who's been around, did that, been there, got the T-shirt and just wants to sit down with me, build something with me, you know, do the whole thing. So I don't believe, like, most younger guys are ready for that long haul, you know. So I don't really have that kind of patience. I don't want to show them how to do this and teach them how to do that, and you have to hold me this way, and no, you can't party because I want to do this, you know. I just, you know, all in the different mind frame.
Yeah, but, you know, I have, like, a person. As a matter of fact, I have, I'm not sure if you have them on your list, on your contact list, but his on the radio, it's Don Calypso, but on the BBM, it's Alex, it's A-L-I-X. He's Haitian, and he's like, you know, why don't women teach? Take the time out to teach a person how to please them and what they want. And I think for me, when you turn a certain age, you don't got time for all that. Like, if you in your late 30s, like, when you're in a mature mindset, you
mm-hmm.
shouldn't have to be teaching a grown-ass man how to please you. That's what he should have been doing when he was out there fucking all these women. He
right.
should have been learning. He should have been taking something from each woman to bring back to when he met you. So if I done fucked, like, 50-something in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the low number. But with each person that I've been with,
I'm taking something from him to the next, so I'll know how to be out of the park. You know what I'm saying? So I don't feel like a man should have to take time out of his schedule and pleasing me to teach me how to please him.
Girl, I'll probably teach him when I'm 50, 60 years old.
Man.
And my husband is out there fucking a little girl. And I'll be like, oh, you want to fuck with some little girls? No problem. And I'll get these little boys and show them what we really like.
See, I just think for me, it's just like, okay, been there, done that, do something different.
Ooh.
And some people just be like, oh, okay, you know, whatever. I'm okay. I'm happy with this. I'm happy with that. And for me, I'm not happy with that. Like, I need more. I need more. Like, I've been lucky lately because I really haven't had to teach anybody or make any strong suggestions. You know what I'm saying? You know, we can say teaching is giving somebody strong suggestions on what they should do. I haven't really had to do that. You know, it's been like, okay, compatible, know what you're doing. You really know what you're doing. Damn it, man. Like, okay, let me tell my girl about this. And I think that's what we look for. It's like a lot of times people be like, girl, let me tell you about this motherfucker here. He did this, he did that. And it's the same with dudes. They're like, yo, I went to old girl house last night, man. When I got there, that bitch was sloppy. Like, she was lazy as fuck. Like, you know, and it's like you really like a person, but you get so caught up in being like, okay, this person is fine. They got their shit together. So when it's time for you to hit the sheet, like, shit, everything should be on point. And it's like, if it's not on point, when do you tell them then, or do you, like, just fake the funk and keep it moving, and then after you're done, you don't speak to the person anymore?
Yeah. You tell them, you definitely give that person shade. You tell that person, you know, what it is. Like, because sometimes you can tell a person, listen, this has happened to me, you know, personal experience. I've heard somebody, listen, you know, they shit was not what's happening in the sheet. And they were like, you bugging. I am listening. And, like, you really can't tell them nothing. Like, you cannot tell them that their shit is whack because they straight up and down don't believe you because, you know, usually women or men are out here lying to other people like, yeah, you were great, uh-huh. And no, you weren't, you know. So you have to throw them shade. Like, sometimes you got to show them better than you can tell them. And they were like, why you ain't calling me? Why you ain't hitting me up? Because you're a waste of time. You're a waste of time. You're a waste of energy. And you're not even trying to humble yourself. So, yeah, sometimes you do have to give that person that kind of attitude.
Well, me, I'm just going to be like, I ain't going to wait till it's over.
Ooh.
And, like, I mean, hey, say my nigga. Wait, really?
But you know, for me, it's like a back and forth thing. Like, if you do something good in bed, I have to show you my appreciation. So I'm going to try to go above and beyond your good, which in turn, you're supposed to go above and beyond my better. So it's supposed to just elevate into something really, really big, like a big bang, if you ask me. So if you're whack and I'm demonstrating some whackness back, it's like you have to know. You have to know. If I'm not performing, it's because you're not igniting anything for me.
See, that was the key word, suppose. You're supposed to know this. You're supposed to do that. And a lot of people don't know what the hell they're supposed to do.
But then what are the porns for? What are the porns for? What is the internet for? You know, what are your friends for crying out loud? Right?
Getting you fucked up in the game. Because if you listen to your friends and they fucked up, they're going to give you fucked up advice and you're going to get your feelings hurt.
But you expect this one individual to teach you everything. They're not going to want you to teach. You know, I don't want to sit here and teach you what to do so you can go and be the best next thing for the next chick. Like, you're supposed to come equipped. Then I can, you know, because I already have to show you what my body responds to. I don't want to have to start from square 101. You know? You know what bothers me? When men say, let me touch your click.
I was like, you ain't fucking with my click.
I was like, what you want me to do, call him over?
Right. You, and it's just some people don't know how to talk. And some people, like, I know you done came across a person. He was cute as hell. Y'all was kicking it. But when he opened up his mouth, he was like, oh, let me see what I can do to keep him shut the fuck up without telling him to shut the fuck up. So you might kiss him or find something to put in his mouth so he doesn't have to speak.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, that's so sad.
I mean, it is, but that's the world that we're living in. That is the world that we're living in. People are, like, really fucked up, like, ooh, like, why are you like that? Why are you acting like that? Why, you know, like,
it's a turn off. It's a turn off, and when you're turned off, you can't perform well, and when you can't perform well, you're not sexually excited to have sex with this individual all the time. And then they ask, and why is it you don't want to have sex with them as much as they want to have sex with you? And the relationship is all dwindled. All because they can't shut the fuck up.
And then you want to be nice. You really want to be nice and not be like, can you please shut the fuck up, you know? Or be like, you know what, you just talk too damn much. How about you do us both a favor and just be quiet? Just don't say nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I met one person, like, he's like, ooh, you must like kissing. Yes, but the downside of that is, yes, I'd rather kiss you than hear you.
Mm.
And that's cruel. And I'm trying to work on my unusual and cruel, my cruel mouth, but shit. It's hard because it's like you said, you come across people that think that they're the shit in the bedroom, outside the bedroom, and, you know, no one has really taken the time out to let them know that they're not. So I feel like it's our duty when you come across somebody like that to just let them know, like, okay, look, buddy, or let me holler at you for a second. That dick you've given up, you need to keep to yourself because that shit is not great.
I mean, you know, you can tell them nicely first time. And if you don't listen, if they don't listen, then, you know, you have to be a little bit harsher. Third time, you just be straight ratchet with it because maybe that's what they understand. But you should never leave anyone in the dark about how you feel about them.
You know what? It's interesting. It's very interesting. Because I have to sit there and be like, oh, give me strength. Let me not be like this.
See, that's the thing. No one should ever put you in a position to feel like, you know, any kind of pressure. Like, if you can't speak to an individual about how they're making you feel and it's not positive, then they don't need to be around you, you know? Like, if you can't come to a person and say, listen, the way you're moving right now, I can't function with it. I'm going to need, you know, some changes. And if you can work with me, I can work with you. And it ends on a positive note, fantastic. But if you can't come to a person and say, like, the same thing and it's just a negative response, they're not supposed to be in your circle because you're not supposed to be unhappy ever, ever.
I enjoy everything that I do and mm-hmm. everything other people do. You know what I'm saying? One thing that I have learned is that you have to be very open and honest in situations, because if you never open your mouth to let the person that you're dealing with know how you're feeling, then it's like how are they supposed to be able to deal with you if you always sit down and you never tell them how you feel, what's wrong, what they're doing wrong, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's all about in your approach and how you do it. And I know sometimes I can just be very blunt and very rude, not that I mean to be, but I just want to try to do something, like, different. Like, okay, let's not be mean to this person. Let's be nice because I really like them, but they can't help it that they're whack at this or they're whack at that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or, you know, they can't help it that they just have, like, big-ass nuts and the shit just irks me doggy style because that shit just be, like, a bunch of weight. It gives me or something like that, you know, because that's the way God made them or something like that. You know, something like that a person can't help. But, you know, coming quick, you can help that. You know what I'm saying? Being a sorry ass kisser, you can help that. Being garbage and oral, you really can help that, because you can get fucking pudding cups, open the motherfuckers up, and just lick till you get down to the bottom of the cup.
Mm-hmm.
There are self taught methods that you can do to make your licking game a lot better.
Mm.
Just like females, get bananas. Put chocolate on that bitch. Suck it off. Like, do what you got to do to improve your skills before you ever get to that person that you're trying to impress, and they be like, they hurt your feelings. Because this is a cold world we live in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, nobody wants to be bothered with sorry people in bed. They don't.
They and what people like, have to realize is that some people may enjoy you, others may not. You have to find somebody who's compatible, and don't think you're going to be able to please everybody, because with all situations, just like all situations, you really can't. What you may like, I may not like. So one person can't please both. We're lucky if he could, but he may not be able to. He has to know what he's compatible in doing, and he has to know what he's capable of doing, and vice versa. You know, your goal is just to be great for somebody or some people. But don't think you can go out there just pleasing the world. And, you know, just try to do your best. But there's basic no-nos that everyone should know. Like, we don't like fighting too hard or sucking the skin off of something or scratching private sensitive areas or being too rough or being too gentle, you know. Stuff like that, the basics. Like, for instance, I like to be, you know, how should I say it? I like to, by the end of it, I like to have my thumb in my mouth. I like to be submitted, you know. So I like for somebody to take charge. I don't want nobody sitting next to me twiddling their fingers, figuring out who should go first. Make me want to come back at round two and start it. You know, make me want to, like, challenge it. Make me want to question if you can do that twice or if you can do that again, and show me that you can. Make me come in back, you know, make me come back for it. Have me once and more. Be creative. You know, do some things you never thought you'd do. Don't be shy. Don't be scary. stuff like that. Don't be routinely. I remember this, the same guy who shocked me with the finger in the butt thing. Right before all that, it was routine. It was so routine that I could count how many minutes we would be in missionary, then it would turn into this, then it would turn into that, and I can count. And I would be like, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in my mind. And sure enough, I was on point. Like, all right, let me turn around and do this. And I was just like, oh, I can't live like this. This is not life. This can't be life.
Oh.
And when I told him, like, I told him, you know, our sex is getting really routine, he took offense to it. He took offense. And I was like, listen, I'm not saying that it's bad. It's good. It's just that I can pretty much tell you what's going to happen before it happens. And you don't want that.
Damn.
So I suggested, you know, that I leave. Maybe I tell him what to do, or maybe, you know, I do some things. And he was a little offensive, but he let, you know, he let it happen. And then we got back on track. But.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. So things were getting great, and then he told me, you know, ooh, put your finger in my butt. I was like, oh, too much.
Wow. I could just imagine. Because, I mean, I've been rimmed before, and it was okay. I ain't going to front. I was like, ooh. You know what I'm saying? It made me a little wet, but I was like, okay. I was like open-minded. But with you, you know, it kind of took you back, and that's not what you was into.
No. My thing is, like, for me, if I'm going to do that, I have to be conditioned. It's like it can't just happen.
You can't just bring that on me.
No. You know, I don't understand things like that. I can't function with surprises like that. I have to, you know, I have to be conditioned, and I have to warm up to it. And, you know, I'm very open-minded, so it's nothing that you can put in front of me that I'm, like, going to be like, hell no. I have to look at that and be like, I think I could rock with that. I could try that at least once, or something. I just be like, okay, no, I can't relate. I don't even comprehend this. Moving on. But at least allow me to, you know, figure that out. Don't spring nothing on me. You know, I'll run for the hills. Do not spring nothing on me.
Oh,
And this weekend, don't ask me why. I was thinking about that, what the hell is that shit that you said that just knows you too much?
Who?
It's something that knows you too much.
Oh.
The numbing cream or something?
I can't think of the name of it. I was thinking about you this weekend. Don't ask me why. Maybe I was thinking about it for myself. I was like, you know what? I'll say it after later.
Oh.
Well, then after really sitting down thinking about it, I'm like, later is never. I'm good.
For real.
Yeah, we can do without that. We can do it all that, without all that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Not everyone needs it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they don't. And you can sit there and just be like, you know what? Don't. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. because we don't really, we don't need to go that route.
Right. And that's cool.
And we have Blanco, let's see, Blanco Kane coming on the show on Friday, and I'm, like, sitting here looking at his picture. And girl. Girl, that's all I can say.
Oh.
Is he is very nice looking.
Okay.
So we don't have to. I don't have to be like, girl, we're gonna have to find a way to make this work. I don't need to say that. And then we're gonna get 50 Tyson on the show. We're gonna start back with our interviews this month. And speaking of interviews, what the fuck is going on with Mr. C?
Oh, God. I don't know.
You knew I was going to have to bring that up.
I don't know.
You knew I was going to have to bring that up because, dude, you type you have a sex problem and you like quickies. There's a difference between a quickie in your car with a woman versus a man.
He denies being with men.
Okay, but you are caught red-handed with men, so how can you lie about that?
He said he was approached by a female.
Okay, so what about last year? Or 2011, when nobody in the industry is allowed to speak about that. If you want your shit played on Hot 97, if you don't want to be blackballed, you know, like, come on, like, my thing is, if you're going to be dumb enough to do that shit, own it. It's yours, own it. That's how I look at it. Like, we own everything that we do.
We have to.
So why can't this dick in the booty nigga own up to what he do? That's what I'm having. I'm like, I'm not understanding. Like, it's very sad when you have somebody on a radio station, and it is what it is, right? Then you have Funkmaster Flex, like, trying to go to war with other people talking about putting their dirt out. But this man is getting arrested. This shit is public record. It's not like anybody is just going out making a lie up about him.
Right.
And then you go on to say that you're not gay, but if you was, that's your business. Your sexuality is your business.
Yeah, that's what he said.
But, you know, if it walks like a dog and it barks like a dog, it's a dog. And my thing is, if you are not doing anything that's so fucked up, why did you suspend yourself from the radio station? Why did you take yourself out of the equation?
'Cause he felt like he didn't want to feel superior to anyone. If it was anyone else, they would suspend that individual. So he felt like he would suspend himself. He didn't want to be shown any favoritism. As per him, what he said. I don't know. He's been dealing with that for a long, long time. So, you know, he has to want the help if he feels he needs the help. And you're going to either be supportive or you're not. I like how he called out Charlamagne on some shit.
But how you going to call somebody else out when, nigga, you don't even want to address your own shit?
That's what I'm saying. And even his peers were like, listen, this is not about him. This is about you right now. This is not about him. There's something else.
And that's all I'm going to say. I just feel like if you are man enough to do something, be man enough to own it. Don't make excuses. You know what I'm saying? People will accept you for who you are. Just be honest about it.
Well, the key of somebody accepting or being accepted by someone is first you have to accept yourself.
You ain't doing that.
You have to walk and talk as if there's nothing wrong with the way you are. I mean, especially, you know, being a New Yorker, this is the land of weird. Like, what's weird is normal. If you're too normal, you're weird. The way people dress, the way people talk, the way people act. I mean, nothing is uncanny anymore. So if that's the way you want to live, that's the way you want to live. And you have to simply ask the person that's questioning you, does this help you save money or make money?
Well, this is not helping you save money because you gotta make bonds.
I'm talking about the people that ask him. I'm talking about the people that ask him, you know, his business. I mean, as far as, you know, like the media, I mean, they're gonna question him because it's out there. He put himself out there. All I'm saying is that if he wants to be accepted, he has to accept it first, you know, and not be around the bush and not act like he don't know what people are talking about. It's plain as day. Plain as day.
Me personally, I feel, like they said, it's cheaper to get a room. If you get a room, then nobody can be in your business. Nobody will know who you fucking unless the person that you're taking to the hotel happens to know you and be like, oh, Mr. C got something such and such and such in here. You know what I mean?
Well, remind me to tell you something after the show.
Okay.
Of course. You know you're going to have to wear your seatbelt. Of course. I'm full of surprises. Whatever. But I promise you, you'll love it.
Now, here's something else. Why the fuck? Every time I turn around, Lil Wayne got to have a sit down with somebody. Okay, I can understand Emmett Till's family because he needs to have a sit down with them. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad he lost his sponsorship with Mountain Dew. I'm very happy about that. Because now, rappers, y'all have to be responsible for the fucking lyrics that you say. You have to be held accountable. And it's pretty bad when the CEO of Reebok calls Rick Ross stupid for the people that he has around him. You have stupid people around you. You're a nice guy, but you have stupid people around you because a smart person would have had your ass given a formal apology as soon as that fucking song hit and the controversy started.
Right. But the apology wasn't even an apology.
No. How you going to apologize for some serious shit in 140 characters or less? You can't.
He wasn't even apologizing to the people who were offended. So he has to have a sit-down, you say?
Mm-hmm.
I like how he says sit down.
Yeah, and then he also has to have a one-year treat, Daddy. Like, you know, like, what the fuck are you doing, little man? You got a whole lot of shit going on with you.
Hmm.
you have a whole lot of shit going on with you. So it's like, at the end of the day, why, you know, rappers, what the fuck are y'all doing?
They're doing what they do. They're being rappers.
How my daughter gonna come in here telling me we gotta go somewhere and I didn't give this bitch permission to go nowhere with me? Oh God. Oh Lord. I got this drink in my cup. Oh Lord. The shit I have to go through. Now, how many... Now, I know you seen Love & Hip Hop last night.
Actually, I missed it. My behind was so online. Yes, you're going to have to give me the skinny on it. What happened?
Girl. Okay, this is what I never understand. Okay, you've been looking at the chick that was the manager that was getting Jocelyn shows, basically telling her, like, you need to be getting all your money. Fuck Stevie J. We can get this paper together. There's so much paper to get. So basically she wants you to fuck Stevie, come get paper with her. But at the end of the day, if that bitch is willing to have you stab Stevie in his back, what do you think she'll do to you?
I mean, but that's the art of pimping. Like, we do that all the time.
But my thing is, Jocelyn was so willing to do whatever it took to get signed. Basically, you signed your soul over to the devil. This man owns you. Ass, titties, Peruvian weave, fucking fake-ass nails. You know, Stevie owns every part of you because he made you. So you signed a contract. Like you said, you don't know what the hell I signed. I was just hungry. I'm ready to be the star. Whatever it takes, that's what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? So she was performing last night, and she didn't give Stevie his cut because she was like, where's my contract? I'm not paying you till I get a contract, and I'll get a lawyer, blah, blah, blah. But how are you going to do this when... Like, everything you have is because of this man. You're on this show because of this man. It's not because of anything you did. If not, he even left your ass in the strip club, still stripping, and you still picking up misdemeanor charges using other people's names. Then, okay, Mimi has her housewarming party, and K. Michelle is there, and Rashida comes. And then they get into it, and Rashida and K. Michelle.
Okay.
K. Michelle throws a candle at Rashida. Now, mind you, that bitch is lit.
K. Michelle crazy. That's the same one I was like, "Oh, this bitch shaking the table."
Yeah, she went from shaking tables to karate kicking because she sure as hell kicked the hell out of Rashida last night.
Oh my goodness.
But my thing is, you did this in Mimi's house. This is Mimi's house. Like,
that's,
you know what I'm saying?
Stressful.
Yes, very disrespectful. Okay, we understand that y'all don't like each other. And, you know, Mimi should have had more sense to be like, okay, you know what, maybe this isn't a good idea, but these are my friends, and I want to share this with them.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So, because it's like, fuck, you know? But at the end of the day, it was interesting because, you know, they got into it or whatever. So then K. Michelle ended up apologizing and everything like that. Stevie wants to know where the fuck Mimi is living and that she's seeing somebody because he's just like, really? And that's a man thing. Men can do what the fuck they want to do. They do them. But the moment that you're doing you, it's a fucking problem. It's always a fucking problem.
It's a problem if she allows it to be.
It's a problem because you put up.
Men know who to fuck with. Men know who to fuck with when it comes to that kind of stuff. They know who to fuck with and who not to fuck with. It's a mind thing.
But you've been with this man for so long. Why are you changing now? He done been with Eve for hell. Y'all been dealing with each other between 11 to 15 years. Him and Eve were together for about two years or some shit like that. So, like, this is nothing new to you. A man will only do what you allow them to do, so why are you upset?
He was with you publicly, and
yes.
Her mother saw right through that mess.
Tattoos and everything.
He was loving that man. I don't know what he's doing or what he got, but that Jedi mind trick or the Jedi dick trick is really, really good. Must be.
And matter of fact, Bossy sent me a picture, and all I could do was be like, great God, from that man. Where did you do that at? Now I understand why motherfuckers is going crazy.
Oh, really? Because it sure ain't the face.
Girl, now for ordering.
Oh. Well, let's figure that. Okay.
Where they do that at? And I don't want none of that, because if it's making bitches act like that, I'm good.
But you know, Karma's a motherfucker. Karma's a motherfucker. He like going around testing out pussies and stuff. He won't fall into some pussy one day that he feels like he just should not leave, should not get out of. Have to have it all the time. Can't function the same way that he got these females feeling is the same way she's going to have him feeling.
Well, then he better not come
my
way.
Niggas like that, you can't show no emotion to.
Yeah, he better not come this way, because, girl, I'll be the whole season loving hip-hop. That motherfucker looking for me in the daylight with a big-ass spotlight from Atlanta Hartsfield Airport.
Oh,
like,
talking about he
want to
catch another felony.
He can catch one. Oh. Easily. Come on, boo-boo. I got you.
Oh, my goodness.
I got you. You want a felony? Oh, yes. How bad do you want the felony?
Oh, my God.
Or do you want me to make a capital punishment?
Go ahead.
Yes.
And then he'll be like, you know I can find you, right?
I'm like, go ahead. Find me. But you'll find me with Ashton. You'll find me in the A with A.
Oh, my goodness. Don't bring that crap around me. That man crazy.
Like, yeah, you can find me in the A with Ashton. I'm good. I'm so good. But it's just amazing. And then, okay, then you have Erica and Scrappy. And, you know, Scrappy did the man. He did the grown thing. He told Erica about his mama and Shay coming to the studio. And Erica is just like, you know, one way or another, his mother is going to
respect her. And that's only fair. So she was like, Mom, we have a dinner. And,
you know, he was like, well, we have a dinner with our mothers and stuff like that. So she was like, all right, cool. So then the mama comes, and her mama is there, and the mama, Erica's mama, is like, he's asking her why she's doubting him, and she's just like, because of everything that has gone on with you and Erica, the women, the cheating, basically you dumped her for Diamond, and then when Diamond dumped you, you came back to her.
And she let him.
Yeah. So, you know, the mama got a reason to feel how she feel. You know what I'm saying? So then Eric is just like, okay, Scrappy, you know, what about your mom disrespecting me, calling me bitches and stuff like that? It's not like you sit there and you take up for me. He's like, what do you want me to do, blank on my mom? And she's like, basically, yes. Like, you know,
he's
tried, like, mom,
but he respects
don't call my wife
way too much to be out of pocket.
Yeah, but he told her, like, don't call my wifey a bitch. That's the woman I'm going to marry. You know, basically let her know they together. So it just goes all the way south to the point where Erica hops up, she's cussing, she's blanking, then she fucking pushes Scrappy. And, you know, when she pushed Scrappy, being the type of mother that Mama D is, you know, of course she about to hop up. And Erica just basically showed her ass last night. I feel like Erica was wrong because he was telling his mama, like, don't disrespect her. This is who I'm going to be with.
Right.
But
and if he,
Erica
if
was
he's
just
trying
like,
to handle it,
Yeah, but she was just like, it's just years of build up. So she blank on both of them and, like, get your shit, get out, bitch. You don't got nowhere to go. And he's just like, I'm not going to work without my ring. And then, you know, she's just like, oh, yeah, come up here if you want to. I'll call the police. You know, you'll be seen behind them bars. And me personally, I feel like mm-hmm. that's wrong because you know right. this man is on probation. This is your baby daddy. This is your ride or die nigga. But you'll play the popo game. And
you know, I can't stand that. I really can't stand when women do that. I really can't take it. But, yeah, I agree. She's wrong for that. First of all, control yourself. He's over here trying to voice himself to his mother about you all's reunion, and you flip on him? Like, what part of the bipolar is that? I don't even understand that. How is it that you see and you're witnessing this man trying to stand up for y'all's relationship to his mother, and you break on him? And if you break on him and leave him, all that he has said to his mother goes in vain because you're kicking him out. You're abandoning him after he done fought for you, and he has to crawl back to his mother only for her to say, I told you so.
Of course.
I told you shit. You understand what I'm saying? So why would you turn on your man if he over here fighting for you? That shit does not make any kind of sense.
Not at all.
And then you want to call the police on this man, and you know this man is on, he got counts on him. You want to call the police on this man? And then when you call the police on his man, by the time you calm down or simmer down, come back for your half of sense, you're going to feel sorry. You're going to feel bad.
Yes, it's a wrap. Matter of fact, we have Nympho from Vegas on the line.
Oh.
Hi, Nympho.
What's up, baby?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm breaking work. You know, I have to call in and see what's happening.
Yeah, we're going to have to find a new name for you.
A new name.
Not Nympho. It's No-No.
Oh, yes. Yes, No-No.
It's No-No.
No-No?
No-No.
Yeah,
no.
No, yeah, no, that shit ain't coming up in here. I'm like, no.
Oh, damn.
But there are some women that was like, yes.
Y'all crazy.
I'm not ready for a hysterectomy yet.
Okay. I want to live.
Put the hat in.
What?
Yeah.
The oldest lie.
What's good, though?
Nothing. We're just sitting here chilling, recapping love and hip-hop and, you know, what happened and talking about the Mr. C situation and Lil Wayne and, you know, the fact that I'm glad that artists are being held accountable for their lyrics now.
Oh, see, I don't even watch that. All I watch is sports, and we could talk about the Bulls whooping on weak-ass Miami.
Oh,
see,
my
I
goodness.
I didn't get a chance to see the game last night, but I was so happy to hear that because this weekend, it was like so many different emotions going on. I was emotional because Boston, they lost. And, you know, the New York Knicks fans was talking shit, but they really didn't have room to talk shit because they should have swept them. They had to struggle. Boston took their ass to game six. You know what I'm saying? So then, you know, here's the Pacers. Then the Bulls beat Brooklyn, and they didn't even have all their starting players. The bench players came off doing the damn thing. You know what
I'm
saying? Yes, and everybody is sucking Miami's dick like, oh, Miami just has the best nut in the world. Like, you really got to suck this dick to get some of it. Like, this is like the fountain of youth. Like, get the fuck out of here. Fuck Wade. Fuck LeBron. Fuck Bosh. He just needs to come out the closet. I don't give a fuck about Miami. Chris Bosh, he's a gay motherfucker for real. Like, oh, girl.
Miami's garbage.
Yeah, but everybody has hyped them up like they hyped up the Lakers. So my thing
hey. You hit a pressure point.
Okay, I mean, oh, excuse me, my bad. The Lakers lost because they didn't have Kobe. Kobe Bryant. It's called the LA Lakers. Yeah, it's Los Angeles Lakers, not Kobe Bryant.
Okay, we ain't going to talk about my team, but we're going to talk about Miami.
Wow.
Oh, you don't want to
why
talk to-
is it like
wow.
that? If it's not good for the goose, it's not good for the gander.
I mean, my team is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We did bad this year. The first year we did bad. Everybody want to talk about us. Okay. But it's good. You know what I'm saying?
You know why y'all ain't going to do good? And I don't give a fuck about the Heat. We're going to talk about the Lakers right now. The Lakers ain't going to be shit because y'all should have went ahead and went with Phil. Y'all should have went back with Phil Jackson.
I mean, Phil Jackson in the family regardless. You know, he and Jerry Buss daughter, so that's nothing. He there regardless. But it ain't the coach. It's the team. They too old. You know what I'm saying? Kobe old. Paul Gasol soft as cotton. Dwight Howard's a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Ron Artest is a weenie. Steve Blake, he was the only nigga stepping up. And that was it.
But
until he got injured.
Your team. A team
that's
full of old
team.
Bitches, but that's your team.
That's my team, though. Just like my football team is garbage, but it is what it is.
And you're standing up for your team. I like that. You know, you get kudos for that.
Oh, I hold them down, win or lose. It don't matter. I'm from L.A., born and raised.
Mm-hmm. You don't know no better.
I just live in Vegas.
Uh-huh. So what you do in Vegas, stay in Vegas.
Yeah, until you come out here.
Girl.
Oh, girl, I see a plane ticket coming my way.
Oh,
so I can be like, no, up close and personal.
Okay.
You only going to be able to say no for so long.
Say what?
All you got to do is
look at it.
You know, when you look at something like that, you remember when I was telling you about Stevie J? And I was just like, it's like mouth for it. Like when you look at the first time you look at the initial shock, right? But then it's like after you look at it for so long, it started being hot and tempting. Like, shit. Like, damn, I bet you that shit sure would feel good. It's going to hurt, but I bet it's going to feel good. Like, damn, I'm going to feel every inch coming out. Oh, yeah. Hmm. No. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. You know, that be right. You can only say no for so long till you like touch the kitty, like touch it, and then you'll be like, yes, say yes.
Once the tongue ring touch it, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be an open door from there on out.
Whoa, what?
All right, Martin.
Oh, my. Let the games begin. Oh, shit.
What happened to the BBM girl? You flaked on me.
Oh, no, I didn't. I've got to do it. Because we had one, but we had it popping, and then it just stopped.
And you didn't invite me to it? I get it back popping.
No, this was before you. I can do it.
It's still up there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just add them. You got to add the people that...
What's your name, Mama, on my BBO? I know you, Choco. I love Choco.
Her name is... Damn, she got several names up on BBM.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I don't have several names on BBM. You can phone him on BBM.
I'll give him the pin because I know it's at Original Aston something.
Oh,
yeah,
Aston.
Let me tell y'all the pin.
What's good out there on the East Coast?
Nothing happening on the East Coast. I heard on ESPN the Nets was looking at Phil Jackson. I guess that was a myth. I don't know.
You're not coming to Vegas.
When I get an extra set of pussy.
Extra set, huh?
Extra set of pussy. Can't ruin this boy.
Just bring the set you got.
Ruin the one I got, so.
Get
out of here. Oh, God.
for all looking to add me on BBM, the BBM pin is 333-0171-C.
BBM 10 is the business, the best phone in the world.
Oh, yes, it is.
I love my Z10.
Must be nice.
You don't got one, boo?
No, because I'm with Sprint, and I still have the Bold, and I'm waiting for the Q10 to come. They're not getting the Z10, so I don't want to go to AT&T, and I don't want to go to Verizon, because then my bill will be astronomical, because
Sprint is the only place that has truly unlimited data, and I use millions of kilobytes in data.
Yeah, but I got mobile. What that little shit I got carried in my pocket, a little Wi-Fi shit I got through AT&T?
You got to pay extra for the data. Then you got to pay extra for unlimited text messages and shit like that. With Sprint, I just pay $79.99, and I have everything. I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I
can talk to you all night then.
Yeah, I pay $158 for two phone bills. For two phones, the iPhone and the BlackBerry.
Oh, you on both teams, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta keep it balanced.
You got your iPhone people and your BlackBerry people?
Mm-hmm. I gotta keep it balanced, you know. I gotta be, you know, I have to multitask. Instagram, BBM, you know what it is.
But I got Instagram on my Z10.
Man, you know what?
That's at the end of the month. Right? That's right?
Yes. Okay.
I got Instagram.
Okay.
I got
Uber.
I got Skype. I got anything.
Okay. Oh, damn. Oh, yeah. I got Skype, but I have to be careful about giving out my Skype because everybody and they fucking mama on the Skype. Motherfuckers from overseas that want to ring you at 3-4 o'clock in the morning. That's why I gotta learn.
All I want to do is hear your voice, woman. Got a Skype.
Oh. And can't you video chat with the BBM now?
Yes, ma'am.
Ashton, I'm so ready.
Yeah.
Me too.
They should really give him a little endorsement deal. He over here advocating for them so hard.
Hell yes. I feel like I should write BBM, email them, and tell them, look, I've been with you since 2009, and from 2010 until now, I've had 33 BlackBerries. If I'm not a faithful customer, I don't know who the fuck he is. 33 fucking phones?
I've been with BlackBerry since 97.
Oh.
I had that first BlackBerry, that Nextel. Sharp.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, you're a grandpa phone lover.
I don't know. I'm just a businessman. I need my emails to come directly to me. I don't need to wait for them or none of that. So that's why I deal with BlackBerry.
And what kind of business do you do? We being nosy now.
I do club promotions, VIP tables, and I do security as well.
I'm sure.
That's why you should have been out here last weekend for the Mayweather fight and the Puffy after party. It was off the hook.
I'm not really getting no invite, John.
You didn't get no invite. Like you was going to come.
I'm going to let you know when the next event is. See how he do when he has me on his BlackBerry. That's a damn shame.
We got 2 chains coming up next month.
Two chains. Ain't he about 45?
I don't know how old that man is.
But he older. But I have to hand it to him. He hung in there. He was determined that he was going to make it.
Yeah, because when he was Titty Boy, he was whack.
Well, I mean, with a name Titty Boy, what you expect?
A lot of niggas didn't even know Titty Boy and 2 Chainz the same person because niggas was not playing him when he was Titty Boy. Now everybody playing 2 Chainz.
I remember that little while. I learned something in the day.
You didn't know that, Mama?
No.
Oh.
That's cool.
See, I do this every, what's today? Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time y'all get radio play is Tuesday?
We do it on Friday.
We need to do it every night.
No, we do what?
I said we need to do it every night.
We can't get enough
for
you, Chuck.
We do it 3 times a week.
You gotta add me to the show because I know females be calling in their male opinions.
Yeah, you know what? I be wanting like a male co-host to come join us, but I don't know what it is. Like men, I don't know. They be on some other stuff. Like I guess when it gets hot in the kitchen, they help and get the fuck out.
Oh, I'm already dark-skinned, so I can't get no blacker, so I ain't worried about getting hot.
And Tom was good, because he would always go against the grain with things.
Oh, yeah, he went against the grain with a lot of stuff, and I wish he would call in, because I would love to hear what he has to say about Mr. C.
Cool.
Who was that?
Yeah. Let me
check
him.
Mr. C is a radio personality in New York on Hot 97, and this is the second time he's got – the first time he got caught, what is it, having sex with a man in his car?
In his car,
the
man was giving him fellatio, yeah.
Yeah, and then he tried to solicit a male prostitute that happened to be a cop, but he said it was a female, and they set him up.
Oh, wow.
And then with Tone was like – kind of like in the same area, Bushwick or something like that, or, you know, Broadway in Brooklyn, and that's known for trainees or whatever. And, you know, while a long time ago, he was out riding around in his Ford Taurus looking for some head, and he ended up meeting someone, and he got some head. But at the time, unbeknownst to him, it was a trainee. He didn't know that. So when he went back for the, you know, I guess it sucked his dick really good that he wanted some more. So when he went to the person's crib and it became a fact that it was a trainee and, you know, he had a dick, he still let it suck his dick. You know what I mean? And then he dealt with other trainees, but he's not gay. Then
he's all the way gay.
And then it got to the point where he actually had sex with a trainee. So he's not gay.
Oh, no, he's all the way gay.
But he's not
gay. He doesn't see it, though.
So. I don't know what he ain't seeing.
He's not seeing the fact that he has to be labeled any sex specification, and he feels like it's his alter ego, it's his fantasy side. When he lets out his fantasy side, he quenches his fantasy thirst. But in reality, he is not homosexual.
So his fantasy is getting his dick sucked by men. That means he's gay.
I can't even answer that because I'm not him. I don't really, you know.
So, if your fantasy is letting a female eat your pussy, that means you bisexual?
I'm sorry, what
I mean,
what you say to me?
If your fantasy is letting another woman eat your pussy, does that mean you gay?
No. My fantasy, no.
It doesn't?
No. Why am I gay because I want a female to eat my pussy or a fantasy?
I mean, you shouldn't have no fantasies in your mind that deals with the same sexuality.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because that's homo. That's real homo. Like, only time I deal with the same sexuality was we having a threesome. We having sex with one girl. It's the only time it should be another male in the room or in your presence or around you when you're naked.
Mr. No-No. Come on now. What man would possibly want to be in a fucking room naked with your ass? Have you looked down lately? You are part of the 16%. You understand what I'm saying? Don't even shame no other man like that. Let that man die with his dignity. Why would you shame him like that?
No, I wouldn't be shaming nobody.
You wouldn't be shaming nobody?
No, it's average.
Let me ask you
it's
a question. When you took that, picture, you had to hold him up, right?
True.
It was heavy, wasn't it?
Not really. I'm used to him. Been with me all my life. All 29 years of my life, been with me.
Strong arms.
He's straight, though.
He's straight, but the next might not be. The next man might look and be like, the fuck is going on here?
I'm on punk. Oh, shit.
The 16%ers, I tell you.
16%, huh?
Only 16% of you guys in this world are above average.
I'm average. I ain't above nothing.
You's a damn lie.
I'm average.
Woo! You're average, not average.
So what was the question? What's tonight's topic supposed to be? What are you doing with your mate not into it as much as you are or some shit like that?
Please.
Yeah, you would be calling, like, towards the end of the show because the show ends at 10 o'clock tonight. Because on Tuesday nights I have to do the show early because I have an open mic that I have to go to. But, yeah, it was like what happens when you want sex, when your sex drive is bigger than your mate, what do you do?
Should make the drink stronger.
Oh. You know what? I'm not even fucking with that one.
Well, you know what? He got a point.
That's all you gotta do. Simple. Make the drink stronger.
He got a point. Especially with what he's holding. I wouldn't take that sober. Would you?
I'd take it both. Sober, drunk.
Girl, my head would have to be spinning drunk for me to take
that. Nah.
I give you some Vicodin.
Some Vicodin?
Yeah, I'll give her some Vicodin for the pain. Then she'll be relaxed and
she can
take it.
All you need is a hot bath afterwards. That's it.
Yeah, some Epsom salt.
Your thigh's going to be a little sore.
A little. The lies. That's like the third lie he told on this show.
And Lord forbid he roll you over and give you them crucial back shots. Girl, you might need a kidney transplant.
Well, your little sister, I just picked you up. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to get it standing up.
What?
I said your little ass going to have to get it standing up. Wrap your legs around my hips.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? On that note, Friday night, we have Blanco Kane coming out. Nympho, I'm going to have to speak to you on BVM. Ashton, I'm about to call you as soon as I get in the car so you can tell me what you got to tell me. Hertz, thank you for listening. No, thank you for listening. Everybody, thank you for listening. We have a new site. We have a new male point of view. His name is Nympho, a.k.a. No-No.
No-No.
Shit. No, I tell you about the No-No on the BBL.
So make sure y'all join us Friday night, regular time, 9:30 to 11:30, and we will be playing on Twitter starting tomorrow, so keep out for that. And we are going to start taking music submissions, so hit Ashton up or hit me up, and we'll give you complete details.
Good night. What are
we playing on Twitter?
ChalkMommy03, and Master, I'll get it up to you on BBM.
Yeah, hit me up.
Okay. Everybody have a good night. Thank you for calling in, and I'll talk to y'all on Friday.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.